This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Scholastic Aptitude Test, the SATs, used to be all about how good a college you could get into. But as happens with data, that is, once somebody's got it, they always find new uses for it. Companies and hiring managers are taking more of an interest nowadays in your college scores. Nancy Kane from the Harvard Business School knows a thing or two about standardized testing. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm well, Kai.
I have to confess that I was a middling student all the way around, middling GPA, middling SAT scores, and yet somehow I got jobs. What are they looking at today?
So we see right now at least two very different camps around what makes the most sense to look for as we try and hire great people. One camp is, you know, highly dependent on how people score on standardized tests. Some of them, like the SAT, are ones we all recognize. Some are company specific. And then in the other camp is a different kind of outlook. And, you know, Google is the kind of flavor du jour on this right now, where they're looking for things like how well do you lead and how well do you back off and let others lead and how much humility do you evidence and, high on the list, how good are you at dealing with failure? So again, two very different roads to travel to find good people.
What then is the young job applicant to do? Because those are, if not mutually exclusive, then certainly crazy-making sets of parameters.
Well, absolutely. And some of these parameters are company or industry specific. So if you want to be a hot shot, you know, straight out of college consultant, you are most likely going to find yourself on the roadway that says, what was your GPA? What was your SAT score? Mm-hmm. And that kind of track, right, is a very different one than Google testing for these what we might call softer or more interpersonal skills. So some of it you self-select into by virtue of what kind of job you apply for, and then some of it is a little bit left to the heavens.
Can't have this conversation, though, you know, SATs and GPAs and all of this stuff, without talking about inherent bias, right, about how minority applicants do and disadvantaged people and all of that.
Absolutely. Things like the SAT have been controversial in some sense for decades. It's not really quite clear what you're capturing. Are you capturing, you know, good connections and good test preparation? Are you capturing the very particular, in many cases socioeconomically and racially biased measures of these tests? What exactly are you getting with that particular score or that particular transcript?
You know, it's funny, though, even however many years later it is, I still remember what I got on the SATs.
So every so once in a while, you know, different groups go around and ask really famous people, you know, what they got on their SAT score. And what?
Funny, they've never asked me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you're next, Kai.
Yeah, right.
What all of them have to say is, I remember it as being, you know, a serious experience. So it's a little bit like, you know, no one forgets what their SAT score was. And yet, you know, what it means for the long-term trajectory of your life in terms of satisfaction and achievement,
right,
is a mixed bag at best.
And here I sit. Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Thanks, Nancy.
Always a pleasure, Kai.